Do you know that God calls each one of us into His divine plan? When we look at Acts chapter 6, it reveals us the beauty and the power of what happens when spirit-filled believers step into God-ordained roles. That's what Acts 6 is about. It's a chapter of service. It's a chapter of wisdom. It's a chapter of Holy Spirit empowerment, showing us how the early church overcame challenges, how it raised up leaders, and how it carried the gospel forward with unstoppable power. And this morning, I want to uncover what it means to be empowered to serve. Empowered to serve and to live boldly in Christ and for Christ. I'm going to start with Acts 6, verse 1. We don't have the scriptures up today, I'm sorry. But I will read them for you. Acts 6, verse 1. It says, "Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution." Now that's a bit of a strange scripture, Robin. What are you doing? But I want to just zone in on the first part of that, where it says, "Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint." So the church was growing rapidly. Thousands were being saved, and the Holy Spirit was moving amongst them mightily. But with growth came challenges. Some widows felt overlooked in the distribution of food, leading to complaints and division. The division, you know, the enemy, let's just call him who he is, Satan. The minute there's growth, he will bring complaint and disunity. Growth often reveals needs and challenges. But challenges are opportunities for God to show His wisdom and His power to us. Think of a family that's growing. As new members are added, the dynamics change, don't they? New systems are needed to ensure that everyone is cared for. And the same was true for the early church. It was a growing family. And it's still true for us today because we are a growing family. And the question I ask today is, where is God asking us to address a challenge in your life, in my life, and in the life of this church? We don't want to see problems as obstacles, but we want to see problems as opportunities for God to work through you and me. Acts chapter 6, verse 3 says, "Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business." The apostles couldn't do everything themselves. It was impossible. They needed to focus on prayer and preaching. So they called the church to appoint spirit-filled leaders to handle the practical needs of the church. Every believer, every single one of us, including you, has a role in the body of Christ. Oh, no one said amen. The apostles prayed and they preached, but the 7 were equally vital in serving the community and advancing the gospel. A football team doesn't succeed with just the quarterback alone. Every player, from the linesmen to the running backs, has a unique and an essential role. And in the same way, God's kingdom advances when every believer steps into their God-given purpose. Look where you can serve. Don't wait for a position or a title, but step into the role that you feel that the Holy Spirit is calling you into. Whether it's preaching, whether it's serving, whether it's giving, or whether it's encouraging. And then verse 5, it says, "And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit." The seven chosen to serve weren't just random people. They were men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and wisdom. And among them was Stephen, who stood out as a man of faith and power. God is looking for people who are faithful. People that are spirit-filled. People that are willing to serve. Your character matters more than your position. When you build a house, the foundation is the key. If the foundation isn't strong, then the house will eventually crumble. We need to build a strong foundation here at Elam Freedom Church so that we don't crumble in the future. Where are we building our foundation? On Christ. In the same way, God chooses leaders with a strong foundation of faith, integrity, and dependence on the Holy Spirit. We should not be depending on ourselves, on our own natural skills and giftings, but we should be depending on the Holy Spirit who empowers us to serve. And this is the fundamental problem with churches around the world, is we've taken the Holy Spirit and we've put Him in a box and we pull Him out once a year on Pentecost Sunday. And then we put Him back in the box and we put the lid on. Now how on earth, if we're doing that, if we're not allowing the Holy Spirit to move in our services, how on earth are we expected to serve empowered by the Spirit? Wouldn't it be funny if we're driving along the high street or walking through the high street and the shop says bakery and we walk in and all they've got is tinned food? Something wrong, isn't it? Because we're walking in and we're thinking it's the bakery, but we're walking in and we're finding something totally different. And it's the same when we walk past a building with a cross or with church written on it. Then we're walking in to find the Holy Spirit. We're walking in to find the presence of the Lord. And if we're not walking in and we're not finding that, then it's like walking into a bakery and finding tin cans. It has no purpose. And that is my dream for this church. That every person that walks through that door has the chance to be empowered to serve through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That every person that walks through that door is touched by Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Not by the love that we show them or the nice coffee or the soup or sandwiches or, okay, maybe those nice sausage rolls you bring. That's not what it's about. We're missing the point. Around the world, we've missed the point. It's all about surrendering to Him. And when we do that, look what comes next in Acts chapter 6, verse 8. "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people." Think about that a minute. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Stephen wasn't an apostle. He was chosen to serve tables. But that didn't limit God's power in his life. He was full of faith and the Spirit, and God used him to perform miracles and boldly proclaim the gospel. You know how I started when I first became a Christian? And I didn't realize at that point what was happening. But I felt led to help put out the chairs on a Sunday at the church where I came to salvation, and to help with washing up. And I thought, gee, this, you know. But that was the foundation. The heart to serve. Because when we can be trusted in the small things, then we can be trusted in the big things. It's about the heart. Jesus looks at the heart. Your role may seem small, but when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, there are no limits to what God can do through you. Think of David tending the sheep. He was doing an ordinary task, but God was preparing him to slay Goliath and lead a nation. Likewise, Stephen was faithful in his role. And God used him to shake the world. And I will challenge you this morning. Are you willing to serve where God has placed you, knowing that he can use you to accomplish great things? Because if you want that, we've got to stop being church hoppers. I can look at everything and I can say, as the pastor of this church, well, it's actually really just not doing it for me here. It's like really hard work. I think I'll put in an application to go to a bigger church where they've got it all together. And I can just go with that flow. No. No, it's not like that. Serve where you are and serve with your whole heart, full of the Holy Spirit. And the signs and the wonders and the growth will follow as you step out boldly in Christ, filled with his Spirit. Here comes the next problem. As Stephen preached the gospel, his opponents couldn't refute the wisdom and power of his words. But instead of yielding, they resorted to false accusations and dragged him before the council. When you are full of the Spirit, you will face opposition. But God's wisdom and power in you will overcome every accusation and every attack that comes up against you. A lighthouse doesn't stop shining because of a storm. In fact, its light becomes even more vital. Stephen was a lighthouse, standing firm in the truth, even as the waves of opposition crashed around him. Are you standing boldly for Christ, even when it's uncomfortable or costly? We need to be praying for the Spirit's wisdom and power to face every single challenge that faces us individually and as a church. That's what we need to be doing. Chapter 7. Here it comes. The result of faithfulness. What's the result of faithfulness? Unstoppable growth. Verse 7. Then the word of God spread. Oh, wow. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Because the apostles focused on their calling and others stepped up to serve, the church continued to grow. Even priests who were once opponents of the gospel were coming to faith in Christ. When we work together in unity and obedience, the gospel cannot be stopped. A wildfire spreads rapidly because every spark ignites something new. Look at the fires that we've just seen in LA. Gosh. Do you know why that fire spread? Because the ground was so dry. Imagine the flame of the gospel, of the Spirit of God going over our communities which are so dry. It would be an inferno. Every believer who serves faithfully will help spread the fire of the gospel, touching lives and transforming their communities. I ask myself this question, as well as you this morning. Are you part of God's mission? Whether you're serving, whether you're leading, whether you're praying, whether you're giving, every act of faithfulness contributes to the unstoppable growing of the kingdom of God. Are you ready to be empowered to serve? Are you ready to be called to impact the community around us? Acts 6 reminds us that God's work is too big for just a few people. It requires every believer stepping into their role. Whether you're serving tables or whether you're preaching the word, the same Spirit empowers us all to make an eternal impact. So this morning, examine your heart. Are you walking in faith, in wisdom, and in the Spirit? Then step into your role. Don't wait. Find somewhere that you can serve God in the church. And stand boldly. Trust the Spirit to empower you, even in the face of opposition. We up for it? I'm excited. All I'm thinking is April is the month, not March. No, I'm away. You know what encouraged me? When I was away with Janet that Sunday, in the afternoon service, they sent me that video. Mm. Wow. That encouraged me. So, Sunday afternoons, I really, really believe that's where the explosion is going to happen. We need you. We need you. Youth club, youth hub, whatever you want to call it, will be starting. I wanted to create a comfortable space for the young people to come to where they can be mentored. I'm connected with some really good speakers of ex-drug addicts who've been in prison and who speak into the lives of young people. Get them in and come speak. Gosh, do we need it? Yeah. You know, we can sit back and allow the enemy just to keep snatching our young people away. You know? Oh, he does. And if we don't actually make a stand now, you know, not a youth club where we come and play a few games and sing a little song and give them a cupcake and say, God bless you. No, a youth hub where their lives are impacted and direction is changed. But to do that, the challenge was to create a space where they would want to come to. And I went off on one of my little tangents again, and I thought, so how can we do this? How do we actually bring this about? How do we create the space? Because it takes money. So we would need some comfortable seating. We would need media. We would need entertainment that they would want to be part of. I'm not saying, oh, that's boring. And I said, Lord, okay, we need seating. We need to be able to create a nice space for them on a Friday, for them to come to. So, Lord, would you give me a sofa? And we put a sofa out there for them. Well, the Lord hasn't just given us one sofa. He's given us 10. We have 10 sofas coming. The first one's arriving on the 4th of February. And they're nice. I've got pictures. Before you think where we're going to put them, it's very simple. We'll put them in the back and that area there. With a big sign on that these are not for use during the service. I don't want you people nodding off, bringing your... You see, if the young people walk in here and they see just those chairs and tables, they're going to go, pfft. Yeah, this generation, they have standards. Where they can sit and they can just chat comfortably and chill out with people, where we can move around and talk into their lives. Where we can have a quick talk from somebody who's lived a life and found Christ, because that's what will speak to them. Because you know what the young people want? They want truth. And they want real. That's what they want. They want truth and they want real. And we need to create that environment for them. If we have too many sofas, can you have too many sofas? But you see, let's not look at the negatives, because that's the first thing that springs in our mind, isn't it? The negatives. Like, okay, so the Lord has blessed us with 10 sofas, but we've already had a negative thought. Let's just step out in faith. You want to stand with me? I'm not going to lead you in a prayer, because that's almost like me putting words in your mouth. But I want you to respond to what you've heard this morning. Just in your own way, would you respond to that? You know where you're at. You know where your heart is. Just take a few minutes just to respond to that which you've heard this morning. Touch our hearts afresh this morning, Lord. Lord, that when we walk out here today, don't let the seed that has been planted in us just blow away. But Lord, that it will hit the ground of our heart and it would shoot and grow into fruit. Because it's you, Lord, who enables us. It's not us in our own strength, but it's you who enables us through your Spirit. Lord, we cry out for signs and wonders, miracles here in this place. I mean, Jesus, when people walk in here, Lord, that they would meet Jesus, they would see Jesus in us. Lord, when they walk in here, they'd feel something different, Lord. They might not understand it, but they'll feel it, Lord. Lord, might we not fail them in not telling them. You take over, Lord. You take over this year, Lord. We step back and we just wait and stand in awe, Lord. With intense anticipation of what you're going to do here in our midst this year. We will not give up, Lord, because you never gave up on us. And we will continue to strive forward, running strongly. Close with us.